Okay, I'd like to welcome in the girls' golf coach, Todd Hale, from West Holt Community Schools. Todd, how are we doing today?
I'm really good. It's a beautiful day.
So obviously you guys have a invite coming up here on the 20th against O'Neill. How excited are you about that?
I think we're ready to go. We had a good week of practice last week. And, for the most part, we had a good summer with the girls. So, excited to get the season going. And once we go, it really gets going fast.
Yeah, it does. That's what I've been hearing kind of the last couple of weeks. Once it starts, it really doesn't ever look back.
Yeah, that's true. I think we have, before September 10th, half of our season is over.
Yeah, I am kind of looking at that. You guys do go pretty much back-to-back, about five or six meets right in a row.
Right, yeah.
So just wanted to ask you, who were going to be your key contributors coming back from last season?
Well, we have a lot of the kids are back from last year's team. We have six seniors this year. One is just a first-year player. And Peyton Overding. The other five, though, are back, and they've all played either a lot of varsity or a little bit of varsity, but they're all four-year players. Delaney Canoes, Ansley, Cadwalder, Brindley, Kirkman, Elizabeth Olson, and Maddie Hilkemeyer. Those are all our five seniors that are returning. And then on the junior side of it, we have Hannah and Sadie Keough, Maisie Hossinger, Cameron Hilkemeyer, and I'm making my list here and I forgot somebody. We have 12 girls out, and 10 of them are back from last year's team. So pretty excited about our possibilities.
I'm just looking at the schedule here. Is there any... You know, anybody on the schedule you're most excited to go play at?
Well, I think we always, one thing that's exciting this year is we are going to have our inaugural conference girls tournament. So we changed conferences a couple, 3 years ago to the GNAC. This year we finally have five girls teams. Summerlin started a team. And then there'd be Laurel, Lutheran High Northeast started the team, Elkhorn Valley, and us, I believe those are our teams. So I think we play at Laurel this year, and it'll be exciting, something new and fun for the kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Just one more quick question before I let you go. Any underclassmen that you see playing on varsity or, you know, contributing heavily for you guys this season?
I think we're going to be pretty senior and junior laden. Just they have a lot of experience there. But I think one of them, I forgot, was Megan Fritz. I think she has a chance to make a jump here this year. So does, you know, Maisie Posnick or Katie Keough, I think she's going to make a jump. Maddie Meyer. So we're about 8-9 deep. So we're going to have a lot of competition for that 3-4-5 spot. So that'll be good competitive wise, and you know, it'll keep the girls focused in practice.
Well, that's good. It's always nice to have some experience coming back, especially having eight or nine deep of juniors and seniors.
Yeah, it's a good group of girls. You know, I think if they put the team over themselves, they got a chance to do some really cool things this year.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule.
All right. Well, thank you very much for covering us.
Yeah, absolutely. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and good luck on the season.
That was the West Holt Huskies girls golf head coach Todd Hale joining me in previewing the season coming up. Their season starts on the 20th with the O'Neill invite.